lot in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first. And on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
The continued deception moves on. We've been living deceptions for so many years, people don't have a clue that don't do any research, and there's where the crux and the problem lies, listeners. Most people do not do any research to find out what's really going on. Most people don't have a clue because they don't do any research. Not a clue. And this is the thing that is so upsetting to me over the years, to the point where I'm just numb today. Very numb, unconcerning, disconcerting, that we've been so deceived for so long. And certainly the wars, listeners, the wars, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, I'm not ever going to let anybody forget that, because it is history. It is history of lost lives for nothing, for zilch, nothing. Now, maybe that doesn't bother you, but it sure bothers me. That over 100,000 people, soldiers, died in Korea and Vietnam for what? To extend the movement for world global dominance to the point where we're at a crescendo today, where weather modification is being utilized to move us into sustainable communities, to create wetlands, to maneuver us into directions of the UN system, of which we're a major part of. I'm so incredibly upset. Here I see from the opinion section of today's newspaper, Tuesday, September 13th, 2005, another way to look at it. And according to this, they talk about MAPS, which is Metropolitan Area Projects. And according to this, MAPS stands for Many Accidents Prevented Statewide. I'm not sure what that means at this point in time, without reading into it. Metropolitan Area Project is part of Agenda 21. As I see here, listeners, September 13th, more than 40 corpses found in hospital. Bush sees destruction up close in New Orleans. And, well, what else is new? Does Bush know weather modifications are being used to make this happen? Absolutely. Does Cheney know weather modification is utilized to make this happen? Absolutely. Everybody in positions of prominence in the federal government knows this was a created crisis. When the documentation is out there, when the weather is sunny and fine in Russia, and yet here we have these weather anomalies. This is where I drew the line with Hanza Molina, who's disassociated himself with me now. Won't contact me. And, okay, I can't help that. He's worried about us getting nuked. I can't blame him for thinking that. But he's got to meet me halfway as I meet him halfway, and over that much as well. He's got to understand what Agenda 21 is doing today. They're getting it all done without firing a shot. The takeover of this country is well underway. The communist communitarian takeover of this country is so well underway and so well disguised that most people have no clue that it's even happening, people. And this is the thing that upsets me more than anything else. Right in front of your eyes, it's happening. So we see homeless pets airlifted. Animal lovers have organized a major airlift of cats and dogs orphaned by Hurricane Katrina. The first group of nervous travelers left Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Sunday on a chartered Continental Airlines plane. The plane flew first to San Diego, where it dropped off 50 dogs, and then a San Francisco International Airport, where it delivered 30 dogs and 20 kittens. Oklahoma State University alumnus and Texas oil tycoon Boone Pickens and his wife, Madeline, paid the estimated $50,000 fee to charter the jet. Good for him. I have more compassion for animals today than I do for human beings because they've been allowed to let themselves be so dumbed down to accept where we are today, listeners. It's a sad commentary. Okay. I'm so overloaded with newspapers, one on top of another here. I wanted to get to you some information regarding Sunday's paper. Much revealing information in Sunday's paper. As I discussed before, Hurricane Katrina making peace in the ruins. That's right, making peace in the ruins. And I see this, what is it, a heavy expanded mobility tactical truck on the cover. It looks just like a Soviet truck, one of those Soviet guided missile mobile launching system trucks. It might have even been, like I've said before, made at the Kama River Truck Factory in Russia. Might very well be the fact of the matter, listeners. But engineers predicting new look for Big Easy is a very indicative article. Bear with me if you heard it before. While Americans watch the worst of New Orleans unfold, some experts insist the great jazz city can be better than before. But cleaning up this mess likely will take years, with the new city slowly emerging in phases and, that's right, wetlands replacing flood-prone areas. There is the point, listeners, wetlands. That's the part of the Biodiversity Treaty and Agenda 21. Most people don't know what that means. Homes may emerge on stilts or with concrete and masonry bases that lift them several feet off the ground, experts say. In the weeks and months ahead, contamination experts will learn how deadly the water is and whether sewer and water lines can be repaired or must be replaced. And certainly we have information about the levees being imploded, people. How do we get to the bottom of that one? Here we see also environment-US. Wetlands lost left Gulf Coast naked in storm. This is dated tomorrow, September 14th. Out of Brooklyn, Canada, massive destruction of wetlands and rapid coastal development are among the reasons Hurricane Katrina may have killed thousands of people on the U.S. Gulf Coast and wreaked upwards of $25 billion in damage. Quote, this was predicted. It is not surprising that a Category 4 storm like Katrina could result in such devastation, end quote, said Robert Twilley, director of the Wetland Biogeochemistry Institute at Louisiana State University. Quote, but it is difficult to comprehend the extent of the damage. End quote. Robert Twilley, understand what's going on here, listeners? Does Robert Twilley know that weather modification is a reality? However, it would have been much less had Louisiana part of its coastal wetlands, Twilley told IPS. Open and forested coastal wetlands act as natural protection against storms and rising sea levels, he explained. Quote, that's one of the services wetlands provide us, but we don't appreciate their value until something catastrophic happens, end quote. Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf states of Louisiana and Mississippi on August 29th, leaving over 1 million people homeless. And where are those 1 million people going, listeners? Redistributed throughout this country. Redistribution of populations. Part of Agenda 21. Part of the UN picture in place. I'm so mad. Angry. So angry, people. The deception, the ignoration, the culpability of people to accept what they're being told. The government would never lie to them. When they've had Korea and Vietnam crammed down their throats, over 100,000 soldiers died for the UN system. And we have UN troops patrolling America today, right now, on our streets. And people continue to say, oh. I'm so mad. Here we are, right now, with UN troops on our streets. No, they're not wearing the blue helmets, because enough people in America know what's going to happen. Enough people in America understand the UN system. Here we see mayor to host world leaders for roundtable discussion on importance of technology for prosperity of all nations. Event part of the 60th anniversary celebration for the United Nations, dated July 18, 2005, this year, listeners. Mayor Will Wynn will host a roundtable Tuesday, July 19th, at Austin City Hall, where world leaders will join Austin's high-tech business leaders for a discussion about how to improve communications technology for all nations. The event is part of a two-day conference that celebrates the 60th anniversary of the United Nations. This comes from the Austin City Connection, people. LA 21 going on in Austin, Texas. The discussion from 2 to 4 p.m. on the boards and commissions room will be led by Timothy Fenton, Senior Counselor for the International Communication and Information Policy at the U.S. State Department. The media is invited to join the discussion at 3 p.m. This is behind us a month or so, but it's relevant today, listeners. The mayor's roundtable will focus on the need to build communications technology infrastructures in all countries to nurture environments for entrepreneurial fulfillment and to expand international digital opportunity. The two-day conference was organized by the U.S. Mission to the United Nations. That's the State Department, people. The International Center of Austin and the City of Austin, and serves as an opportunity for international diplomats, government officials, Texas business executives, and other opinion leaders to get together and discuss, quote, the United Nations. Can it stand as a vital force in international politics, end quote. Jeez. And what do we have going on today? Sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, boyfriends and girlfriends, off to the Middle East mess. Another Korea, another Vietnam, another setup scenario. How can people be so stupid, people? How can we as a population accept what the federal government does at this point in time? I'm so incensed. I'm so bitterly angry. I'm tired of the death, the destruction. I'm tired of the manipulation. I'm tired of weather wars being mushed and pushed on us on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis. The United Nations, can it stand as a vital force in international politics? It's only stood as a vital force in implementation of communist and communitarian policies, listeners. That's all the United Nations has ever done for us, ever. And they continue to do so. They continue to do it to us, people. It continues to be done on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. How can we have so many hurricanes and bad weather when the weather's fine in Russia? Now they'll probably pull one off in Russia. The topic is particularly timely as leaders across the world prepare for the 60th United Nations General Assembly, commencing in September 2005, where representatives from 191 countries will debate the United Nations' role in economic development, environmental resources, world security. World security. That's where our military comes in, people. Technology, human rights, and other global policy issues. Austin, Texas was selected to host this week's United Nations anniversary events because of its well-established status as a technology leader with far-reaching global ties. Austin, Texas, also is the host city for the 15th World Congress on Information Technology in May 2006. Oh. Participants at the Mayor's Roundtable will include international diplomats from the United Nations and Texas consular communities, as well as from Angola, Democratic Republic of Congo, Singapore, Republic of Indonesia, Ethiopia, Gambia, Nigeria, United Arab Emirates, and Uganda. Other attendees will include Susan L. Moore, U.S. Alternative Representative to the United Nations General Assembly, Richard T. Miller, Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Bureau of International Organization Affairs at the U.S. Department of State, former Texas Secretary of State Jeff Connor, and Mayor Nguyen. 25 participants are expected to attend. Earlier this year, the U.S. mission to the United Nations sponsored related events in Los Angeles and San Francisco. More than 200 officials and opinion leaders are expected to attend the two-day conference in Austin, Texas. How insane does it get, listeners? How much more insane does it get? That is my question to you on a daily basis. It doesn't stop. Are we going to have a global world war? More than likely. But it's all being done without firing a shot right now here in America. Regarding this U.S. mission-sponsored related event in Los Angeles and San Francisco, let's move to San Francisco Mayor proclaims urban environmental movement. As all this destruction is going on south of us, most of us anyway, we're all from out of that region now, whoever we may be or were. We're all being redistributed throughout the country, or at least 1 million people, apparently, according to the news media. So we see that this, mayors from around the globe, took the historic step of signing the Urban Environmental Accords on 5 June 2005 in the rotunda of the San Francisco City Hall in recognition of the United Nations World Environment Day 2005. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, oh yeah, what a hot shot he must be, well indoctrinated from the college and university level, not realizing Korea and Vietnam, not thinking about what happened in our past, and he's a little babe in diapers when Vietnam was going on, more than likely. Not even thought of being conceived when Korea was going on, when soldiers were dying in the freezing cold because General MacArthur was not allowed to take out communist China, as he should well have done. but the manipulative process to make this a world dictatorship under communism had to continue, as it continues today, as the Iraqi Communist Party is alive and well in Iraq, with our coalition forces over there under the guise of the United Nations system. And isn't it amazing, with Hurricane Katrina, that Cindy Sheehan and her Gold Star Families for Peace set up situation they had in Crawford, Texas, was completely blown out of the way. No debate any longer about quote-unquote George Bush's war in Iraq, which is ludicrous. George Bush is just the next occupier of the presidency to implement the New World Order dictatorship of the UN system. So, on June 5, 2005, United Nations Day 2005, the San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom said, "What we have accomplished here will change the world. Quote, what we started here is only the beginning, the start of a new way of thinking about our Earth, and the start of a new global environmental grassroots movement focused on cities," end quote, the mayor stressed. So isn't this ironic that this tremendous devastation happened, and more than likely these levees were imploded to create the damage that happened? Most people won't even buy that. Most people won't even conceive that that could be the case. But yet we've got plenty of documentation from the past to understand what's being engineered right now in front of our eyes. And here I see dated August 31st from Brooklyn, Canada, up to 12 more tropical storms are expected to follow Hurricane Katrina, the most destructive storm to ever strike the United States, and four may be major hurricanes, according to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. NOAA are the same people that will not allow you to take souvenirs off shipwrecks in the bottom of the ocean. They would not allow Robert Ballard to put a second plaque commemorating the sinking of the Titanic. He couldn't put the plaque on the shipwreck. He had to put the plaque beside the shipwreck. In other words, the original plaque that Robert Ballard put on the Titanic was confiscated by a salvager. What good does that do us at this point in time? NOAA, a non-governmental organization of the United Nations, NOAA. Katrina, which made landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast Monday, has killed at least 110 people. This is dated August 31st, listeners. It's old news, but not that old. Primary damage estimates up to $25 billion. And shockingly, they say there may be more storms to come. Quote, this may be one of the most active Atlantic hurricane seasons on record and will be the ninth above normal Atlantic hurricane season in the 11 years, end quote, says Brigadier General David L. Johnson, Director of NOAA. I'm seeing insanity at a great state today as weather modification is never, ever, ever, ever talked about by any government official, by any news source, on the major televisions. And that's our direction. Back to San Francisco Mayor proclaims urban environmental movement. Very, very important, very relevant. They say in 1945, the original 50 founding delegates signed the UN Charter in San Francisco. And keep in mind, most of those, if not all of them, were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Quote, today our Mayor Newsom has brought together 50 of the largest and most visionary cities on the planet to chart a new and bold course toward urban environmental sustainability, end quote, said Jared Blumenfeld, director of the San Francisco Environment Department. One by one, each mayor stepped forward to sign the Accords document. The Accords document, which sets out 21 specific actions for sustainable urban living. 21. I wonder if that means it's for the 21st century. The accords address seven environmental areas common to all the world's large cities: water, energy, waste, urban design, transportation, urban nature, and environmental health. Water. Water is a great concern, and yet we're surrounded by water. Not one water desalinization plant has been built in America today. And yet, as I always keep using the example, Carnival Cruise Lines. Their ships take the ocean water. They clean it. They use it for many purposes on the boat. And then they take the waste and treat it and put it back in the ocean. It can be done in any part of the world today. It can be done in America. But the UN system doesn't address that. The UN system doesn't ease us of water problems. The UN only implements water problems. The UN only induces drought directions, drought inducement. Weather modification, people, needs to be exposed in every facet of cities and countries today all over the globe. That is the point. If we can prove that weather can be manipulated, if we can prove that earthquakes can be made, if we can prove that volcanoes can be developed, we have a great chance in exposing this fraud called the UN system, which is celebrating its 60th anniversary on the 24th of October. Yeah, I'm upset. I'm extremely upset, people. Let's listen to Poker Face. I know it's not time, but let's do it anyway.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Notice, FirstAmendmentRadio.com is looking for new talent. Do you have the gift of gab? Do you got what it takes? Are you ready to go up against Alex Limbaugh, Rush Jones? Are you funny, entertaining, as well as informative? Maybe you know a local talent whom the nation deserves to hear. Send us a sample or email a bio for a live tryout. The nation is waiting to hear a new voice. It may be yours. We'll let the audience decide. Email us today, talent@firstamendmentradio.com. talent@firstamendmentradio.com. Get ready for the 10th annual Old Pass Christian History Conference, hosted by the Church at Cahuilla, coming the weekend of October 1st and 2nd. Guest speakers will be John Weaver, the author of The Christian and Civil Government. Pastor Weaver's preaching style is in the tradition of those early colonial pastors whose pulpits were the cradle of America's liberty. Thomas McConnell is a noted speaker on biblical covenantalism and economics. John Quaid, he has taken his passion for God's law into practical application for everyday life and others. Children are welcome. There is plenty of RV parking and tent camping. For more information, and if you would like to receive a brochure, call Pastor Warren Mark Campbell at 559-561-0802 or visit the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage for more information. Thank you.
PokerFace.com is the website for Poker Face listeners. Oh, boy. The deception, the lies, the buffoonery. And why am I so upset? I'm tired of people being killed. I'm tired of death and destruction. I'm tired of manipulation of the human race. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of England and London and Rothschild having control of the population of the world. There's much more to do, but I've got to stay focused, listeners, tonight. Very focused. Because we're so messed up. We're so being driven and directed. Endless hurricane season. This is just amazing. NOAA forecast of whooping 21 tropical storms, double the norm, before the end of hurricane season on November 30th. That means the U.S., Mexico, and Caribbean region could still be pounded by another 10 to 12 storms, including a major hurricane on the scale of Katrina. Fortunately, not all of these will make landfall. But keep in mind, listeners, weather engineering, weather modification. If weather modification is such a reality, why aren't they being steered away from harm's way, away from countries? Why is this continuing on a daily basis to be such a deception to the American people and the people of the world? Weather modification, weather manipulation. When we have two excellent webmasters on American Exposé that chronicle it on a daily basis. It's all there. I have nothing to do with the website. I don't even run it anymore. I don't even own it. Stormwater in the Atlantic region is being blamed for what NOAA calls a very active hurricane season. Now, you know where they're going with this, don't you? Once again, storm weather in the Atlantic Ocean is being blamed for what NOAA calls a very active hurricane season. Seawater is 27 degrees centigrade or higher, puts enough moisture in the air to prime hurricane or cyclone formation. Once started, a hurricane needs only warm water and the right wind conditions to build and maintain its strength and intensity. When Hurricane Katrina first hit southern Florida last week, it was just Category 1 on the Saffir-Simpson scale, which rates hurricanes from 1 to 5 according to wind speeds and destructive potential. Less than 24 hours after it entered the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, it quickly gained strength, becoming a Category 5 with winds blowing continuously above 250 kilometers an hour. Now, they use the word kilometers because we're being slowly but surely converted to the metric system in America today. That's the unification of the numbers system of the UN system. That's what it's all about, the metric system. We're being converted to it. Everything's being converted, all the way to your lawn tractors that has the rabbit and the tortoise on your throttle linkage for your lawn tractors. Just like the crosswalks. They used to say, don't walk and walk. Now they have a person walking in red or walking in green. That's universalizing under the UN system, listeners. That's what it is. That's what's going on. While Katrina lost strength to Category 4 when it hit the U.S. Gulf Coast, it was extremely large in size, cutting a broad swath of destruction. The city of New Orleans, which missed a direct hit by the storm, has been evacuated because of severe flooding. Keep in mind, this is August 31st. Quote, there's no question that the warm waters of the Gulf provided the heat that turned Katrina into a major storm, end quote, said Ross Gelbspan, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and author of two books on global warming, listeners. Where does he get his funding? And who wrote the book for this man, if he even wrote it at all? The ultimate cause, however, is global warming, Gelbspan told IPS. The ultimate cause, however, is global warming. What does HARP do, listeners? Heats up the ionosphere. Where does HARP connect to this? Isn't that a question we'd all like to know and get to the bottom of? What is HARP for? Okay, I've spent enough time on this. I must move on. But we've got to get back to the San Francisco Mayor Proclaims Urban Environment Movement. Let's see. Okay, quote, we, the signatory mayors, have come together to write a new chapter in the history of global cooperation, end quote. The Accords resolve. These are 21 specific actions for sustainable urban living, listeners. And these Accords address 7 environmental areas common to all the world's large cities. Once again, water, energy, waste, urban design, transportation, urban nature, and environmental health. So the Accords resolved, they say, quote, we commit to promote this collaborative platform and to build an ecologically sustainable, economically dynamic, and socially equitable future for our urban citizens. By signing these urban accords, environmental accords, we commit ourselves to moving vital issues of sustainability to the top of our legislative agendas. By implementing the urban environmental accords, we aim to realize the right to a clean, healthy, and safe environment for all members of our society, end quote. Those signing the accords include Jakarta, Delhi, Istanbul, London, Seattle, Melbourne, Kampala, Zurich, Dhaka, Moscow, Rio de Janeiro, Copenhagen, Islamabad. Some mayors signed the accords in advance of the ceremony. United Nations Environment Program Executive Director Klaus Toffler. Oh, boy, that guy's a piece of work. Been around for years. The accords are the result of a year-long partnership of cities. The International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, ECLI. That's the International Council for the Local Environmental Initiatives. The United Nations Environment Program. The University of California at Berkeley. Keep in mind, Berkeley has the Ho Chi Minh Memorial Park for people. Ho Chi Minh Memorial Park in Berkeley. Environmental nonprofits and businesses as well. Mayors participating in the World Environment Day Conference met for 5 days in Accords sessions to debate language and implementation of the Accords and to share best practices and ideas. The mayors toured San Francisco's state-of-the-art facility where 67% of all waste generated in the city is recycled. Road zero-emission vehicles, including hydrogen fuel cell buses and a 1907 cable car, and a Sunday walking through Myrrh Woods, retracing the steps of the UN's founders 60 years ago. Man. The conference began on June 1st, 2005, when California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, flanked by the participating mayor, signed an environmental action plan to reduce the state's emissions and greenhouse gases. Surrounding World Environment Day, more than 300 community events and activities took place throughout San Francisco Bay Area, such as an Echo Chick fashion show, a children's painting award, a film festival, panels, workshops, and rides in fuel cell cars. World Environment Day is a project of the United Nations Environment Program, the UNEP. Since its inception in 1972, World Environment Day has given a human face to environmental issues and promoted an understanding that communities are pivotal to changing attitudes toward the environment. UNEP provides leadership and encourages partnerships in caring for the environment by inspiring, informing, and enabling nations and peoples to improve their quality of life without compromising that of future generations. And I don't think that's going to happen the way we live today anyway. Now, when you talk about recycling, in the old days when we had paper cartons for milk, waxed paper cartons, now we have plastic. We used to have bottled milk and bottled products in glass. Glass was very easy to recycle. Now, plastic is in everything. Plastic is more difficult to recycle. You know, they talk about recycling newspapers. Newspapers go back to the nature. Newspapers are paper. It's wood product. It recycles back into nature. There's no need to recycle newspapers, listeners. Mayors gather in San Francisco to sign Green Cities Declaration. A Brazilian mayor whose city has been called the cleanest in the world. A mayor from England, where a fee to ease traffic congestion is being successfully pioneered. And a mayor from China, who's grappling with one of the world's fastest-growing urban areas. They all will be converging on San Francisco from 1 to 5 June 2005 for Environment. That's World Environment Day, WED. World Environment Day. Three mayors, Carlos Alberto Richa from Curitiba, Ken Livingstone from London, and Han Xing from Shanghai, will be joined by more than 50 others representing cities from across the globe. They plan to exchange ideas and sign a set of groundbreaking environmental actions for cities. These actions, collectively referred to as the Urban Environmental Accords, Green Cities Declaration, cover seven environmental categories that cities can address to enable sustainable urban living and improve the quality of life for urban dwellers: energy, waste reduction, urban design, urban nature, transportation, environmental health, and water. They reflect this year's World Environment Day theme of Green Cities, Plan for the Planet. The Accords lay out 21 practical actions cities can take to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs for the health of the planet. Why don't they stop the wars? Why don't we stop the Hegelian dialectic to direct us into these communitarian systems? Klaus Toffler, executive director of the United Nations Environment Program, the UNEP, said that it was up to cities in the developed world to set an example in areas such as the efficient use of energy and water. Quote, and it is incumbent upon them to partner developing world cities so they do not take a short-term dirty development path, but a long-term sustainable one, end quote, he added. No mention that no one's going to have air conditioning in this new sustainable world that's being developed for us. No air conditioning. No automobile. Just over half of the world's people now live in cities. Urban populations consume 75% of the world's natural resources and produce 75% of its waste. That's what they say. Quote, the Urban Environmental Accords represent an innovative response to the fact that we now live in an urban planet, end quote, said San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom. Those to the celebrations. Quote, we need to develop real solutions to urban environmental challenges, end quote, he added. Attending the celebrations will be the UNEP Executive Director Klaus Toffler, California Governor Arnie, former Vice President Al Gore, naturally, and mayors from around 60 cities, including Kabul, Buenos Aires, Moscow, Dublin, Phnom Penh from Vietnam people, Caracas, Jakarta, and Istanbul. Think of Phnom Penh and Vietnam people. Think of that. Think of what happened. 58,000 soldiers died for nothing as McNamara set up with Henry Kissinger the UN system of blueprint for the peace race from 1962, where observer missions have to be in place. So whenever we did an operation, they were waiting for us. Observer missions under blueprint for the peace race. Implementation of State Department Document 7277, put into public law by Public Law 87-297 in 1961, upgraded in 1989, Public Law 101-216. That's the point. The U.S. Code says it. The world is to be completely disarmed. If you lose your firearms, you lose your ability to protect yourself. Whenever a government wants to take your firearms away, be careful. Be very aware of what that is all about and the reasoning behind it. We have been fed a line and a lie for so many years, people don't expect to be treated like this by a federal system, by a UN system, by their federal government that's being directed on a daily basis. I'm mad. I've been mad for quite a while now, a good week. Very upset. Keep in mind, the paper of the Communist Party of Great Britain is very relevant. The transition to the communitarian system. The communitarian network, ACL, is on our website, Nikki Rapana. They say socialism is not a mode of production. It is a transition from capitalism to communism. Socialism is the communism that emerges from capitalist society. It begins as capitalism with a worker state. Socialism, therefore, bears the moral, economic, and intellectual imprint of capitalism. It is the lower stage of communism. So what do they say? Socialism is the lower stage of communism. From the Communist Party of Great Britain, the Weekly Worker. In general, socialism is defined as the rule of the working class. The Communist Party USA was very upset that CAFTA passed, as we were very upset that CAFTA passed. You know, and I'm not even covering the anniversary of the 9/11 setup, the 9/11 Pearl Harbor. We see here, dated Sunday, September 11, 2005. To Carol Ann Giza, the attacks of September 11, 2001 violated everyone in America. Quote, we all felt major pain and still feel their pain, end quote, said Giza, 67 of Lancaster, New York, who was among 1,500 people to participate Saturday in the first walk-in tours of the site where a hijacked airliner hit the Pentagon. How can these people be so stupid? Where was the wreckage at the Pentagon of the aircraft? Where was the luggage? Where were the body parts? Where was the signature in the building that an airliner hit it? How can these people be so dumb and stupid? The one-day event at the Pentagon commemorated the fourth anniversary of the terrorist attacks, the terrorist strikes, when American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the Defense Department headquarters, killing 184 people. Officials had permitted tours of the site only for families of victims and for groups with reservations. In clusters of about 20, visitors walked from a Pentagon parking lot to the southwest portion of the building, where the rebuilt wall included a stone scorched by the crash and inscribed with the date September 11, 2001. The tour groups also passed through a Pentagon room dedicated to the victims, whose names were inscribed on black panels and whose personal stories were contained in books. What happened to those people that supposedly hit the Pentagon? Wouldn't we like to know that one? Remember the movie Capricorn 1, when they're supposed to go off to Mars? And they carted them away somewhere, and they wanted them to participate, or else they did not want to participate in the deception. They were all bumped off except one, who made it out. Of course, this was Hollywood, listeners. Hollywood. On a brighter note, EPA scientists and workers call for an end to water fluoridation because of cancer risk. Coming from the Organic Consumers Association, 11 EPA employee unions representing over 7,000 environmental and public health professionals of the civil service have called for a moratorium on drinking water fluoridation programs across the country. And have asked EPA management to recognize fluoride as posing a serious risk of causing cancer in people. The unions acted following revelations in an apparent cover-up of evidence from Harvard School of Dental Medicine linking fluoridation with elevated risk of a fatal bone cancer in young boys. This isn't going to fit very well with the UN agenda of population control and reduction, is it? Where is this going to go? Is this going to be on the front page of every newspaper in the country? The union sent letters to key congressional committees asking Congress to legislate a moratorium pending a review of all science on the risks and benefits of fluoridation. Now, you can sit back and do your sovereign most and be a sovereign independent. You can sit back and say, well, I'm just not going to accept this. I'm just going to be sovereign. You've got to be joking. You're an idiot. If you pay your own little mind to become your little sovereign citizen, think this is going to affect you someday. This whole setup scenario that we live today, listeners, and you want to go off and be your little sovereign self, you need to join the Fight and Stop Agenda 21, the plan for the human race in the 21st century. It's being done and directed on purpose, and most people don't have a clue what it even is. Most people have never even heard of Agenda 21. And yet I see outcome of this week's UN summit to tackle poverty and overhaul the United Nations administration was thrown into question Monday because of serious disagreements over the document that world leaders are supposed to adopt. Dated September 12, people, with some leaders already in New York on Wednesday's opening of the three-day summit, ambassadors were still wrestling with the text of the latest 39-page document on revamping the United Nations to meet the challenges of the 21st century. After a weekend of lengthy talks by a negotiating group of about 15 countries, several ambassadors said there definitely would be a document, but it would be far less sweeping and ambitious than the blueprint called for by Secretary General Kofi Annan last March. Why would they want to overhaul the United Nations? It's corrupt from the start, corrupt from start to finish. Why do we want world government when sovereignty brings pride to countries? Land ownership brings pride to individuals. Pride is the foundation for trade, to where trade and services throughout countries, between countries, is sovereignty and brings pride to yourself and your country. Pride has been stripped from every country in the world. Individuals cannot own property in the UN system. individuals cannot own property in communist countries. And individuals in this country, if they don't pay their property taxes, lose their property and all equity in it and all work and toil in the property that you once owned. We're so close to being a communist country, and yet people want to be their sovereign self and say, I'm just going to discount it. I'm not going to have a driver's license. I'm going to do my UCC straw man. That's sick. That's ludicrous. That's dumb. It's way late. It's too late, almost. Here we are talking to a handful of people. And yet this thing's been going on for generations. And I don't take it any farther back than the Federal Reserve, and you have no reason to take it back any further than that, because you've been walking around with proofs of a conspiracy in your wallets and billfolds and purses your entire lives. The Illuminati symbol on the back of the $1 bill is very, very indicative of that proof of a conspiracy. Legal tender for all debts, public and private, on the front of the bill is proofs of a conspiracy. Legal tender for all debts, public and private. Legal tender for all debts, public and private. How much more stupid is the American people going to be? Much more stupid, because the government and the NEA and the UN system, UNESCO and the schools, are continuing to dumb down students so they come out going, I want to be a basketball player. They all strive to be sports figures now, and not even 1% of them make it. There's no real technical jobs to have today. They've been shipped below the border and overseas. And yet right now is the paramount time to expose weather modification to your representatives, local, state, and federal. Never in any time in history with a computer and the website at AmericanExpose.com can you document what's going on with us and our country today. It's your responsibility to spread it far and wide. It's your responsibility. It's your country as it's my country. I've been very upset for years about our country. The Vietnam War listeners, the Korean War listeners, I'm not going to let you forget that. The press will let us forget it. The people will let us forget it. The educational systems and the schools will let us forget it. And that's why everybody's forgotten Korea and Vietnam. And they accept the coalition in the Middle East mess right now, where you don't know who your enemy is, people. I apologize for being so upset, but you should be just as mad as me, listeners. You've been had. We've all been had. Good night. God bless. Just trying to say even with Smith and Jones. Lately I've been thinking, what do you? I'm hanging by the thread, but it feels like a noose. This is what I think. Many words are every day.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online.